From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. North Korea did not go through a possible nuclear test Saturday after the U.S. demonstrated a credible threat of military force in the region and China increased economic restrictions against its economically dependent ally. Instead, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presided over a military parade to celebrate the birthday of its founding leader, the late Kim Il-sung, the country's most important holiday known as the Day of the Sun. A senior North Korean government official speaking at the festivities said the U.S. is bringing nuclear strategic assets to the Korean Peninsula and creating a situation of nuclear war provocation in the name of opposing our nation. We are not afraid of war and will never avoid it. An American aircraft carrier and other warships have been steaming toward the Korean Peninsula in a show of force, although there has been no specific U.S. threat of retaliatory action by Pyongyang and conducts another nuclear test or launches more missiles in defiance of the U.N. sanctions. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to the region. The third round of multinational talks on the prospects for Afghan security and national reconciliation began in Moscow Friday. 11 countries are taking part in the discussions, among them Afghanistan, China, and Iran. The United States is not attending the meeting, saying it was not informed of the agenda beforehand, was unclear of the meeting's motives. Russia increasingly asserted foreign policy in Syria and Afghanistan is clashing with the U.S. goals, but analysts say both countries are needed for a negotiated peace. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.